This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Rhys Sanders on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, boom, a lot of man chat breeze on Facebook, statuses, comments, and they're not on this lip-sync thing, you know. But I know, say, when they're with their wifey, or with their sorting, they're lip-syncing them up. But you see me, it's like, bro, I'm on this lip-sync thing. I'm on this lip-sync thing. Bare tongues, lips and things, like lips me gun in slow-mo, full version, not no promo, lips and things, bare tongues, lips and things.
Come on, I'ma lips this ting, T-Pain and Christus, kiss this ting, no chokehold, I ain't gonna grips this ting, slow-mo, lips this ting,
no promo,
do it on the low-low, cause I'm on the lip gloss, lipstick ting, and if she don't want it, then I'ma front like I ain't on it, brother, I'ma diss this ting, this ting, move to the bridge and switch this ting, I jump for one extra business ting.
Bruv,
I don't wanna flick this ting.
No,
come and let me lips this skin. Met her at the front, let's slip this in. 10 man are on a dipstick ting, a man are on a lips in ting. Come on.
Bruv, I'm on this lips in ting. I said love, I'm on this lips in ting. I said cuz, I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting. Oh no, this nigga in slow mo, full version, not no promo. Lips in ting, bare tongues, lips in ting.
Bruv,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Love,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Cuz,
I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting.
Bruv,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Love,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Cuz,
I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting.
Come on, and come with your lipstick. Big man ting, bare tongues when I lipstick. Might get a pinch on a bum when I lipstick.
Bruv,
hey, I'm on the lips in ting. In the middle of the dance and the pictures ting. It's snap from the back and the front when I lipstick. A lot of man won't hit nothing tonight, but I'ma walk in the club like it. And choose something that's number one on your wish list. Some of these hot girls come for the business.
Bruv,
I don't wanna flick this ting.
No,
come and let me lips this skin. Met her at the front, let's slip this in. 10 man are on a dipstick ting, a man are on a lips in ting. Come on.
Bruv, I'm on this lips in ting. I said love, I'm on this lips in ting. I said cuz, I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting. Oh no, this nigga in slow-mo. Full version, not no promo. Lips in ting, bare tongues, lips in ting.
Bruv,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Love,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Cuz,
I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting.
Bruv,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Love,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Cuz,
I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting.
Come on and pucker up, babe. Come get to know me, cuddle up, babe. Come try on my stony, snuggle up, babe. I'm number one in this raid, I'm running this race. Can I like the stand in your face? Salute, honey, let's risk this ting. Cause them man there on the dipstick ting. Come on, I run a lips in ting. Come on.
Bruv, I'm on this lips in ting. I said love, I'm on this lips in ting. I said cuz, I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting. Oh no, this nigga in slow-mo. Full version, not no promo. Lips in ting, bare tongues, lips in ting.
Bruv,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Love,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Cuz,
I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting.
Bruv,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Love,
I'm on this lips in ting.
Cuz,
I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting.
It's like, bruv, I'm on this lips in ting. It's like, love, I'm on this lips in ting. It's like, cuz, I'm on this lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting. Not lips in again in slow mo, full version, not no promo. Lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting.
I'm on his lips in ting. Bare tongues, lips in ting.
I can't believe this was a song.
That was a big tune though.
Massive.
Massive.
It came out around the same time as like Migraine Skank things like that. You
Funky
can tell.
House was running tings at the time. Didn't know it was produced by Skepta. I just clocked that. Mm.
It's on the screen, wasn't it?
Around this time.
Yeah, that was how I clocked it. And that Skepta didn't come in and tell me, oh, did you know I produced this, fam?
Well, he does normally on a Wednesday.
He does actually, yeah. Shout out Skepta.
When this song came out, it was like, what, 2009?
Sounds about right.
That's when Skepta bought out Microphone Champion, right?
Yeah.
There's a track on that called Are You Ready featuring Wiley that, always ready, the Black Nigerian's way too heavy. Mm-hmm. Every time he goes, I don't want to be no funky house DJ.
DJ. Didn't want to DJ it. Wanted to produce it. Let other people DJ it. You know what I mean?
True.
He didn't tell a lie.
Yeah, that's true. And this did come out in 2009, apparently, according to extensive research from our behind-the-scenes experts.
Yeah,
crack
man.
Team.
Shout out to the crack team of researchers. Researching for Reese. Urchin.
Yeah, this is just a front. I actually don't know anything. We've just got the the best researchers in the world
constantly
here at FUBAR.
Got people in his ear telling him shit.
These are big ears. Get a lot of people in them.
Do you reckon? You know, football pundits. You know, when you watch a football game, especially if it's a big game on a big stage. You know, a Champions League game, or even an international game or something. I know these pundits these commentators have been around for time, but they always seem to remember shit that the players probably can't even fucking remember. Do you reckon they've got people in their ear going, by the way, tell them about the time when?
It depends.
Right.
So, do you know if they're commentating mm-hmm. over a game, so like Alan Smith and, mm-hmm. Martin Tyler and others.
Others so, with a very, very English names. Yeah. There could be anyone.
Well, they do their own research, so through years of researching they will remember stuff from
true.
So they'll have like certain facts about players just because they remember it from ages ago, and before each game they will research and make notes. So they'll have like a notepad in front of them, and then they'll have the team sheets with like pointers written next to it, like about said things, do you know what
I mean
but then for like Sky Sports News, they have screens and stuff like that.
Way more techie.
Yeah.
Way more techie. We've got a packed show today for you, including a guest, but the guest is going to be on the phone.
Yes, that's right.
And comes in the form of what was the name again?
It's from the London School of Etiquette. It's going to be Marie is going to be teaching you how to treat women in general on a date, because of course it's Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day.
And so you'll be schooled by a professional in the etiquette of love.
In the etiquette of love. Which is different to just etiquette, right?
Yeah, no, there's different etiquettes for other stuff.
Okay.
This is purely love etiquette.
Okay, cool. So at 4:30, we're going to be speaking to Marie Helene from the London School of Etiquette, not to be confused with the London School of Economics. Both LSEs.
I think they're quite different, but we don't know. We'll find out.
I reckon they probably have beef quite a lot, but the London School of Economics just worry about how much they can charge for tickets, and the London School of Etiquette to worry about Queensbury rules and fighting fair.
Well, not offending anybody.
Yeah, so the fight never happens. we're not going to be talking to anyone else apart from ourselves, and maybe you lot. If you email into us, you can do that via hump@fubarradio.com, or you can tweet to us at @FUBARradio.
I'm just going to note that we aren't going to be talking to ourselves. We'll be talking to each other.
Talking amongst ourselves.
Yeah,
talking to ourselves. That's what my dad used to say to us, isn't it? Go ahead and you go to me and my sisters, and go ahead and talk to yourselves. Really do, Dad.
That would be an interesting section there if it's suddenly your bit, Reese. Right, you've got 15 minutes. Talk to yourself.
Yeah.
Once we leave the studio.
I could definitely do that.
It's lucky he didn't ask to go play, to be perfectly honest with you. But let's get into a couple of stories, yeah?
Yeah.
A woman marries a train station she's loved for 36 years and has sex with it mentally. This is all sorts of deja vu. Haven't we talked about women marrying other weird inanimate...
Well, a ghost.
There was a woman that married a ghost.
Jack Sparrow ghost?
And there was a ghost of Jack Sparrow, who she looked like, funnily enough.
She claimed to look like...
I don't know if this was on the show, or I've just read this before, but there was a woman that married a house.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Kind of puts the train station into perspective, innit? It's like moving up, you know? They can kind of... She can gloat to her neighbour, innit? It's like, oh yeah, you live in your husband. I get to visit mine every day. People use my husband. My husband is more useful than yours. Basically.
Well, but is she taking money for them to visit her husband and
it's
ticket
true.
Prices?
It's true.
If she's married, half of that's hers, isn't it?
Oh, and also, the woman who married a house, literally a housewife.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm mad ting that.
Yeah.
A woman has married a train station she spent 36 years in love with and says they have sex mentally. Carol Santa Fe, great name, aged 45, claims she has been in love with Santa Fe train station.
She took his name. She took his name.
See what she did there.
Traditional, very traditional of Carol.
She didn't take the train station bit, though. Interesting. Interesting. She claims to have been in love with Santa Fe train station in California since she was 9 years old. Carol says she has sex with the building mentally and identifies herself as an objectum sexual, a person who is sexually attracted to inanimate objects and structures.
We've heard this word a lot, really.
This was the Tetris woman, wasn't it? The woman that married Tetris the other week.
Oh, someone married Tetris as
well.
That was
it. Yeah. That was it.
And a calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's four now.
There's a lot of people getting alternative marriages.
Desperate. Inanimate object wives.
Wow. Some people go through their whole lives never hearing the word objectum sexual. It's true. I've heard it on this show four times.
Honestly,
now.
Is it not on the spectrum now? Is it not in the LGBTQT thing now? Like, can we stick an O on the end
of it? Oh, it could be. It objectum, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
looks like a Welsh town by now.
I'm not sure how I feel about objectum sexual.
I like that. I think it sounds good. It sounds futuristic.
Yeah.
Hmm. Objectum,
yeah,
sexual.
Objectum sexual.
Sounds Latin, yet futuristic.
Hmm. Okay, we'll stick with objectum sexual then. I thought maybe a better phrase could have been coined, but...
Well, you've got all the other yeah. ones. You've got
oh, you meant... I thought you meant coined would be a better phrase.
A coined. Yeah, I'm coined. Not going to fuck I'm you coined. Because I'm coined. Sounds like you're drunk.
Yeah. I can't come out tonight. I can't come meet you
fucking
in the pub. I'm
coined, mate.
Okay.
Carol didn't discover this until she was 40. Why did I say discover like that? Discover. Carol didn't discover this until she was 40 after she searched online, "I am in love with a building." It is a worldwide debate whether the phenomenon is a sexuality, fetish, or mental condition, or just a weird Google predictive search that comes up when you type in "I am in love."
Well, I wonder if it comes up with, if you were to put "I am in love with a chair," whether it comes, like, what other things can come
I
up with?
I bet the shape of you is the first thing that comes
oh,
up if
shit,
you search
true.
That.
I am in love with, yeah, the shape of you must be. By now.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Or, I'm in love with a man, and he's twice my age.
Or no? The Coco.
Oh yeah, I'm in love with the Coke. That would be nice. But Shape of You is probably the one.
Yeah. Followed
which
by
is
building.
Equally nice for then, Ed.
Yeah.
For Ed's bank.
But then number two is probably a pirate. Number three is probably Tetris. I'm in love with Tetris.
Yep.
True. I'm in love with your body is the first.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, which is a line from The Shape of You.
I'm in love with your body.
I'm in love with your body. It should have been your body G's version.
Oh, yes.
I'm in love with your body. We digress. Mm. This is important as well, so we shouldn't...
Keep on track.
She says hello to the station, but tries not to let anyone notice she's talking. So why is she telling us this shit? She's
embarrassed of a partner.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
all right,
but
it?
She can tell the rest of the world. She just doesn't want local people to know. She added, there is a private bit where two walls meet. I go there and touch her. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is interesting. Okay. Plot twist!
Yeah, whoa.
Which I do by leaning against her with my clothes on. When I'm touching her, I feel as though it actually... Wait, suspense as we turn the...
Dun, 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 dun.
Holds me and kisses me.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, she says, why has she gone from saying her
to it?
Yeah. It actually holds
Maybe
me.
The train station spoke to her during the interview and said, I'm gender fluid, actually.
Yeah.
I think she's on about those particular... She's calling them walls it.
So like it's a part of her body.
Yeah.
She's saying it, though.
Oh, yeah, so okay. It's like... His penis, it
yeah,
goes
that's true. Yeah.
In
yeah.
my
you would
hand.
Say you wouldn't say it's penis though.
Yeah, you don't personify sexual organs. Apart
I
from
say his
own
penis.
Them. Yeah, exactly. No, but then when you were talking about said penis, you'd then refer to it as it, wouldn't you?
Yes. Put in a sentence.
So I touched his penis. It was massive.
Yeah.
When I'm holding her, it feels like
I see. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have physical sex with the station in public. I want to be respectful.
Private. Yeah. Just in private.
I wouldn't do that with a human in public, so why would I do it in this case? Good question. Mm. Good question, Mrs. Santa Fe. I came close to an orgasm once, and I was scared I'd get caught by the station staff. I don't ever want the security guards to find out. I am a closeted objectum sexual.
Right. So what I like about this is that she has married Santa Fe, even though she clearly cannot make her have an orgasm. Only once. And that's nice. That's nice for a relationship.
But only because she was nearly caught.
Yeah,
I think
but she's never. She's married her anyway, even though she knows she will never have an orgasm with her.
Yeah.
With Santa Fe Station.
Well, how many times have you made your female partner come, Nat?
Well, not never, because I haven't met her yet.
Well, that's nearly 1-0 to Santa Fe Station, then.
But she has got married to this partner.
Yeah.
So that they're not... Maybe it's like they don't need to have sex. It's a meeting of minds.
Mm.
It could be.
What do you reckon her favourite platform is? Or, like, what her favourite part of the station?
69.
Hey!
No.
Are you getting tired of objectum sexuals, Reese? Be honest.
What's the matter with Mrs.
I'm not getting tired of it. I just... Whatever, innit? Don't bother me.
I remain objective.
No, but I
just... Can I not get a ding for that? No. For fuck's sake.
I wouldn't mind seeing someone rubbing... It wouldn't be the worst thing you'd see at the station. Someone rubbing themselves up against the wall.
Well, a woman groped me in the station one time. She was a lot older than me in Canterbury Station. I remember there was severe delays, and I was standing staring at the screens that tell you obviously when the train's coming. And I think I was just standing in awe at how long the train was going to come. That's why I was staring at it for so long. And then someone sort of comes up behind me and literally just cups my bum cheek, like cups it to the point where I'm thinking, I obviously know this person. So I didn't turn around at first. I just stood there, just carrying on thinking, and then thinking, all right, the person's going to remove their hand, and then it's going to be one of my boys being dumb. And yeah, I got you there, brother. Bet you thought it was a girl, innit? So I'm like, I'm just waiting. I'm like, you're taking fucking ages, to be fair, yeah, to reveal yourself.
Are you going like for a proper squeeze?
It was a consistent grip on my bum cheek.
Tight, yeah? Grip. So it felt.
No, it was actually really loving. Nice. It was caressing. You understand? It wasn't aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just a gentle caressing. And I thought, all right. I looked to my right, and it was this white woman in her 50s or 60s that I'd never ever met before. And then she just looked me in the face and just went, they're so late, aren't they? That's literally all she said to me.
Wow. Whilst you were still holding your bum.
While she was still holding my bum.
What?
This is word to mother. What? Word to mother.
I believe you, bro.
Canterbury Station. I must have been like 20, 21.
How did you reply?
What could I say? The trains were really late, exactly. Yeah. So I was just like, yeah. and then she gently removed her hand and then just maybe walked to the middle of the platform and I was just there, you know?
Imagine, yeah, if she thought you were someone else, you've turned around, she clocked you weren't, played it cash, and then you had to know what.
I think that was probably the case. But weird as hell, man.
No, but I love that she played it cool, because if I'd done that, which I don't go around grabbing men or women's bums, but if you did and you'd suddenly it's the wrong person, you'd freak. I think I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I grabbed a girl's bum one time in Hackney Carnival near Haggerston Station. This was years and years and years ago. I genuinely thought that this was one of my friends. We flirted a lot, you know. Mm. This wasn't any kind of sort of sinister thing. Like, literally just kind of pinched this girl's bum and she turned around and it was just not who I thought it was. I apologised profusely. She just laughed and then, like, just kind of skipped off.
My friend Mikhail, he is a huge guy. He's like 6'5" and he's like 20 stone, but he's like gym rugby, do you know what I mean? Yeah, huge guy. And my mate Sam was walking through town and thought he saw him. So he ran up and jumped on his back. Yeah, my mate Sam, he's little but he's big, do you know what I mean? He's run up, jumped and grabbed him round the neck on his back. Wasn't him. And do you know what happens when you jump up on hench guys in the road from behind?
Yeah, they probably think you're trying to rob them.
Yeah, 100%.
Have you ever, I do this, I've done this quite a lot if I'm not wearing my glass or whatever, I have waved at people before and they're like, oh, it's not them, that's good. Yeah, you see someone, that's quite awkward.
I own it now. Yeah. I own it. You know, you were with me the other day.
Oh, it always happens to you.
It happens to me nearly weekly now. We were at a whiskey launch, weren't we? Or a whiskey...
Glenmorangie's
kind of... I don't know if it was even a... It was a collaboration they did with this guy that made a bike out of whiskey
casks.
Barrels. Yeah, their casks, yeah. And I thought I saw my friend Kitty standing perfectly side profile as well. So that's usually the best angle to determine whether the fuck it is your friend or not, innit? Mm. And genuinely thought it was Kitty, went up, and I think I kissed her on the cheek.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yes, you did.
And it wasn't her.
Okay. Well, kiss on the cheek, but not as bad as it could be. I think a bum grab is probably worse if somebody you don't know than a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, 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 definitely. As far as, but a kiss on the cheek, that's skin to skin, to be fair.
Mm.
I wouldn't want a stranger putting their skin on mine if I didn't know them, especially wet skin.
No, I'm like, do you know when people hug people when they first meet them? It's a very common thing.
Yeah,
I hate it when people introduce themselves with a hug.
Why?
A bit presumptuous.
Yeah, I don't
want to. Even at the end of the meeting. Or when you meet them, that's
all right. So if it's a meeting. And I hate it, when I do hate it, I'm just gonna put this out there now for anyone, any future clients. I don't hug me.
Not even like a new friend, a meeting.
Yeah. If we okay,
still
if
a meeting.
What type of meetings are you going to that?
Is that unusual? I go to lots of puggy
meetings. I think those are called orgies.
Oh, I never knew the name for it. It's a lot of hugging and bomb grabbing. Interesting. And kissing on cheeks.
Well, not the type of cheeks that I get kissed on.
Not those cheeks. Not those cheeks. I think a hug's okay. I mean, I see what you mean. If you the first time,
yeah,
you meet
when you very first meet them, right. and they introduce themselves, and like I've gone to a meeting, and they'll hug you, and I'm like, whoa,
bit presumptuous.
Yeah,
whoa. You don't know me like that.
But by the end of it, is a hug okay?
If we've it discussed depends, really yeah. good things,
right?
And don't shorten my name either, like,
so what?
Or don't give me any nickname or call me by my last name. Yeah. I don't.
Oh. I'm going to have to rethink my meetings.
First meeting, and someone calls me, like, whatever, or Reesey boy, and I'm like, oh.
Reesey boy?
Who calls you that? I don't think I've
my
never...
girlfriend's dad.
That's all right. That sounds like the type of...
Yeah, no, there's nothing I can say. I'll just have to be called Reesey boy until one of us dies. But
that's what you're called on the show now. That's what I know.
No, because I fucking hate it so
Reesey
much.
Boy. Sounds like a book that you'd read when you were like 8. Mm. The Adventures of Reesey Boy.
Reesey Boy. I don't like, after I've met someone a few times, like the handshake still. I find that a bit cold.
You don't like handshakes? I love a handshake.
I don't. Rub your two wanking hands together. Nope. Okay. I'll big fist you every day.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, hugs better.
Yeah. Maybe a little chest bump. Like old school days.
Also, I have a pack of hand wipes and two things of hand sanitizer on me, so...
Yeah,
I'm just
you
a bit
come
weird.
Prepared. You come prepared.
I'm a weird guy.
Mm.
Hmm. We can ask the etiquette expert about that later. That's a good thing.
This just in, though, a single mum is facing eviction and she's actually married her house.
That's what I
in
read.
A bid to stay in the home.
Right.
That's what I read.
Well, you know.
That's incredible.
Good luck to her.
We'll ponder that whilst we play a little rhythm, I reckon.
Yes.
Cell 2G 2000 watts. My roadie girl, I see it's almost time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I hope you're getting ready, girl, and don't forget the wine. Yeah. How long do we let you? Tonight is just for you and I, and it's gonna be so fly.
So fly, so fly. What?
I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. So be there or be square. Anywhere.
everything that I've been searching for.
Radio, Michael Payne, oh, and yeah. Erection section.
That was sexy.
Big tune, that. A big tune, that.
Big tune.
Massive tune, massive tune. Reminds me of when I used to like make mixtapes for girls that I fancied. That was the ultimate kind of gesture of love, token of your affection.
Would that be the last song, Meeting in My Bedroom?
It would be. You can't put that last.
Okay.
Well, it depends on when I made the tape, if you get what I'm saying to you. It was quite a lengthy era in my life.
Sure.
But yeah, did you never make tapes for girls, Reese?
No.
No, did you never make tapes for guys, Natalie?
I did, yeah.
Yeah?
I made a lot of mixtapes.
Come on, it's a thing. Did it, anyone?
Yeah, no, it was a massive thing, but I missed it.
You must have received music.
No.
No, no one.
I'm a bit too young. I miss that.
Oh.
What, you missed music? You just missed music.
So no.
Music was done by the time I was
No, because making mixtapes was like a very 90s thing,
yeah,
right?
True. Yeah. Not even the playlist.
Right? And then I was 8 when the 90s finished.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, it might be a nice thing to do etiquette-wise to make a mixtape for somebody. Let's find out more about this.
Yeah, let's,
I believe
ma'am.
We've got MH on the phone.
MH, are you there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, MH.
Hi. Mixtapes. I love mixtapes. They were definitely my era.
Okay, brilliant. That kind of puts you and I on common ground.
Yeah, for sure.
It's great to meet you, and thanks for taking the time out of your
schedule. You're more than welcome.
To teach us how to interact with people properly.
Thank you for having me.
Been doing it wrong for 33 years.
I'm sure you haven't. So how can I help? What do you want to know?
Tell us exactly what it is you do and the service you provide.
All right, well, I do mostly training for big corporate companies that you'd all have heard of, for how people should behave with each other. I'm actually an employment lawyer, so
okay.
It starts off with, let's just be nice to each other and let's not get into any kind of legal trouble. And then it's just on the private, personal side of stuff, it's, okay, how do you make the best of relationships? And it boils down to basically just being nice and thinking about the other person in advance and thinking about what they'd like out of Valentine's Day, if that's where you're heading.
Okay, and do you teach this in kind of, do you have like terms or something? Do you have like multiple, you know, will people sign up for a course or will you teach like in a sort of seminar setting?
Seminar settings, one-to-ones. We do courses with the general public every month. So londonschoolofetiquette.com, you can find us on there. And we get lots of couples that come, actually. Well, sometimes we get the girlfriend sends the boyfriend, or the boyfriend might send the girlfriend for a bit of bit of a brush up on their etiquette skills. And I always ask people, you know, why are you here? And they'll say, well, my boyfriend sent me, or my girlfriend sent me, because I'm a bit rough around the edges.
Who the fuck is their boyfriend, though? Mr. Darcy?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's kind of strange. And some people might be your age, and their mum might still have sent them. You know, it's like, I'm 33, but my mum sent me because I can't get the girlfriend, or, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a whole mixed bunch of people who, yeah, who just need a little bit of advice.
And are you ever alarmed by the sort of, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but are you ever alarmed by, like, the volume, the sheer number of people that you would think maybe knew how to be a decent human being, but don't?
Well, you know, I think people, it depends. Some people just get the wrong messages. I think there are we're such a diverse place. I don't know, just the whole of the UK, Europe, the world, and they have different traditions in different places.
That's a good point.
And some people are like really direct and not particularly soft and fluffy, and some people are like super soft and fluffy and too mushy. And when you look at the difference between girls and boys, like boys sometimes want to be a bit tough and want to play it cool, and then girls want to play it cool as well sometimes. And it's funny because I've got a son who's 25, and he was off out last night, and he was going to be staying out the night. And I said, oh, have you organised Valentine's? Yeah, but she's cool about it. And I said, yeah, but girls play cool. You know, it's like, well, we're not really playing cool. It's just that we want to look cool, like we're not that bothered, but we are really bothered on the inside. So sometimes people struggle to read between the lines. And there's this whole thing about men being from Mars and women being from Venus. I'm not sure that's completely true, but we're different.
Mm.
And sometimes guys just need to be a bit more imaginative, should we say, than a box of chocolates and a bunch of tatty roses from the petrol station, you know? Sometimes it can be a bit more thought needs to go into it than that.
Yeah. Well, okay, so take me through really quickly. Let's imagine I am... I'm a bit nervous to ask a girl out on a Valentine's date. Let's kind of take a relevant event. And what do I do? How do I start it?
So where are you, first of all? Are you, like, in a club? Or you do work with a person?
Say, no, let's imagine I'm at work and she's at work. So, you know what I mean? I can email her or I can text her or whatever. So we can start from there.
Okay. So, well... My advice is always just to be straight up, you know, and to say, are you free on Valentine's night?
Mm.
And it's what's to be afraid of, you know? I think sometimes to be too subtle. Well, that's true, but then if you're going to be rejected, you're going to be rejected. You may as well do it quick, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than a death by a thousand cuts, just plunge in there and just be nice. Just don't be too pushy, but don't be cheesy. Don't be too cheesy. Girls don't like cheese. Well,
they
not
don't.
Real cheese.
Okay.
No.
And okay, so imagine she said yes. I haven't been rejected.
Right.
And what's the best kind of place to go? Let's imagine I've got not an unlimited budget, but I've got a decent amount of money. I'm not going to ask you for, like, you know, what can I do on, like, a £5 budget. Let's imagine I've got a decent enough budget.
All right. What you want to do is go somewhere that's just a bit different. There's this whole thing about going to, like, the most expensive restaurant, or thinking that that's what the girl wants to do, that she wants to be taken out to the, you know, top restaurant in London at the moment, or wherever you happen to live in the country. And that's not necessarily true. What people really prefer is that you've planned a date that's really nice. That might be something like going to a bar that's then got a live comedy show attached to it.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah, stuff like that. Stuff where there's something to do together, where it's not going to be super awkward. We can actually have a laugh and a good night. So, because people will compare notes. So, what did you do on St. Valentine's? It's like, oh, actually, I went to, like, this comedy theatre in Shepherd's Bush, or I went to, you know, the one in Maida Vale, or whatever. So, just doing something that's a bit off the cuff. The thing is, you can't leave it to the last minute.
True.
So you got to plan ahead, and it might be that you could be rejected, but then you just go with a mate. You know, because you've not made it like a cheesy romantic thing. You've just made it like a fun, cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get rejected, then you just take a mate with you.
True. So always keep a mate around that gets rejected a lot as well.
Always a plan B.
Always have a mate that's actually plan B. Yeah.
I would say maybe don't go to a comedy gig on a first date, because laughter is key, and I'm the funniest person on that first date.
That's a very good point.
In Nutty Professor, he takes her to a comedy show and he gets ripped into.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's the thing. You've got to be humble and don't put your head above the parapet. Even if you're really, really funny, you've got to kind of just like resist the urge to contribute, because you could get ripped to shreds. That's very true.
Like Kendrick said, sit down, be humble.
Yeah, we're going to some like museum or something first date, just so you can see how funny I actually am around situation. Nothing else is going to be making a laugh
around certain people and art. Would you suggest that, a gallery or museum?
Why not? If you want to seem, just something different. Mm. Just something that you've put some thought into, as long as it's not really, really dull. So like the Tate Modern or something, where the bar upstairs is spectacular, really nice views of the river, and, you know, so long as it's just not one-dimensional.
Yeah. And what is the most interesting date that you've ever been on?
Oh, there's a question. I don't think I can answer that one.
No?
let me think. What can I tell you? I was blindfolded once.
Okay.
And taken in a car somewhere really romantic.
Okay, I'm glad that was the end of the story.
No, that was it. There's nothing kinky about it, but I was just taken to a really nice place, and they didn't want to know where I was going. So, but then funnily enough, he had the car windows open, and he lost the directions on the way. If the directions flew out the window, so he was in a slightly panicky situation. I'm just sitting there with my blindfold on, thinking, "Well, I really can't help you if you've lost the directions to where we're going." It was the days before sat nav. Some time ago. But that was fun. Anything that's got like a surprise element to it does make it fun.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us, and I'm going to take all your points into consideration, as I'm sure is Rhys and Natalie. We're all going to be at the same gallery tonight, or comedy show.
Possibly with your plan B, you're more than welcome. And as a mother of a music producer, can I plug my son as a music producer?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that'd be great. It's called Box of Toys with a Z.
Okay.
Boxoftoys.com. And he's a deep house producer. Yeah.
All right. So if you want some deep house tonight for your Valentine's Day playlist, deep being the operative word, then Box of Toys with a Z.
Yes, .com.
Thank you so much, MH. You've been an absolute pleasure to
speak to. You're more than welcome. Thank you very much. No Take worries. Care and have fun tonight.
Will do.
Cheers.
Yes, Jade, Don't Walk Away, motherfucker. That's the full title. It was a bit ruder than that. No, it's a massive, massive big tune. Big. Thanks for selecting that, Nat.
No, I love it.
I've got an erection.
Have you?
Yeah.
In relation to that song, or just because you have
just
Wednesday?
All the music choice today.
Yeah, it's all very sexy and romantic today, isn't it? Shout out to everyone who's going to be making love tonight, as opposed to having sex. Yeah. The one day of the year when you make love instead of having sex.
You say, I'm going to make love.
We're going to make love tonight. Shout out to everyone.
I hope no one says that to me tonight. Especially as I'm going around my dad's meats. I'm joking, I'm not.
Why is that? It is a bit of a cringy term.
Make
when
love.
Did it become that? Yeah, it's not very sexy, is it, making love?
It R&B came, made it.
Yeah, I reckon it came after everyone got freaky. You needed to be like, yo, we need to take it back from this freaky shit that we've just invented. Back to basics, lovemaking.
True. Instead of freaking. Ooh. That is a mad word for having sex, isn't it? Freaking.
Freaky.
Yeah, we were freaking.
apart from sex, what else have you been up to this week?
This week,
not
a great deal, to be perfectly honest
pancakes?
With you. Had pancakes. We got some chocolates.
Oh,
just brought
shit.
In. Milk tray.
Happy
Valentine's
Day. Am I your Valentine? Is this what just happened?
For the room, can I have a caramel, please?
Oh, wait, let me have a caramel first, just in case there aren't enough to give you.
Yeah, there should be more than one.
It's every man for himself on Valentine's Day.
I guess you're not giving up chocolate for Lent, then.
Well, it's not Lent,
No, that
wasn't
caramel.
It's
today,
isn't it? Lent starts today,
Ash Wednesday,
Reese.
Caramel softly.
Reese, before you continue, Rent starts today.
Rent and Lent is today.
Yeah. Rent's 28th. That's my birthday. I'm shit sack. I've got to pay rent on my birthday.
Pissed.
I like that you've handed it to me like I know every flavour of chocolate without showing it to me.
Milk tray room, I just still see the adverts.
With the guy in the polo neck.
Yeah.
Who's breaking into a woman's house to give her a chocolate.
Because the lady loves milk tray.
Yeah, but she doesn't want you breaking into her house either. Remember that was the advert, wasn't
he
it?
He literally was an intruder.
What have you been up to this Valentine's Day then, guys? Have you married any houses?
No, nothing interesting, really. I'm kind of anti-Valentine's Day, so is my girl, so just keep it easy. I'm going to an exhibition later today.
Okay.
And it's my friend's birthday as well. So I don't think I'm doing anything especially romantic. I hope she's not.
I like to romanticise the nation.
What? Right now?
All the time. I've just been making sexy eye contact with every single person I've come in contact with today.
Well, haven't you also put a sexual picture of flowers in between your crotch on Instagram?
You have, haven't you?
Yeah.
I want to know who took that pic, because you're always with your cat. Every time I see you on Instagram stories, your only companion is your cat. And then all of a sudden...
Also, I'm just going to put this out there. Cat's gone missing. Gucci in East London. Answers to Gucci. It's wearing a glittery pink collar. It went missing in the Dalston area. So if anyone does come across a...
I'd have run away if you made me take that photo of you.
Go on my Instagram, and during the next song, I'm going to post something on my story. So if you do see it, you can see what the cat looks like and where to get in touch.
Find this cat.
Find Gucci.
Yeah, his name's answers to the name. Does he answer to the name Gucci?
Yeah, answers to the name Gucci.
Actually, answers to the name Gucci.
Yeah. But this photo was actually taken in October. So it was when I first started seeing Charlotte.
Right.
Who's now my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She got some flowers from work and left them at mine. And she was like, oh, have you got my flowers? So I sent her that photo. Because I'd only just met her kind of thing, you know what I mean? So that's what the photo I sent her.
Okay.
It's like a reply.
That's what snagged her.
Yeah, and then when I went through my photos today, I was like, why the fuck? And then I was like, happy Valentine's.
So is that a tip for any new burgeoning couples? Send them a photo of flowers in your crotch and then you'll definitely go out.
Tasteful nudes.
Mm. Yeah. Artistic nudes.
Lovely.
Absolutely. That looks like it could have been painted by Kehinde Wiley. That photo.
And if you notice, kept my socks on, because I'm not a slut. You know?
Oh, that's the worst, keeping socks on.
What, during tasteful nudes?
Do anything nude.
I'm not going to send smut, Natalie. Those socks are staying on. Who do you think I am? I'm cheeky, not blue. Let's
It's got to be tasteful in that. You can't have your feet out in tasteful nudes.
Do you think, feet aren't... They don't have feet in at all in shot.
Take crop them up.
Crop the feet out.
Ankle up.
ankle.
The ankle up nudes.
Get that fool. Ankle up. Yeah. Kidnap that fool.
That's a good etiquette tip, I think. Ankles, keep feet out of photos.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes a photo of feet unless you have a foot fetish.
Yeah. I know someone who put a pair of boots up on like Depop or something, and some guy was messaging her like, yeah, send me a photo of your feet. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I love that. Yeah, I'll pay you to send a photo. If you wore these shoes, send me a photo of your feet in the shoes, and then I'll buy them. And
wow.
Freaky people.
Yeah, like, people are like having their toes sucked. Is that a thing that you would be into?
Nah, not really.
Or having your toes sucked?
No one's ever sucked my toes.
Not really.
But I'm down to have my toes sucked. I want to know what it would be like.
It's ticklish.
But I am really ticklish. You can't touch me anywhere. So.
Yeah, so it could be turn into an assault because you want to kick someone.
What?
I said, you can't touch me anywhere. Then I went, you can though.
More importantly, what did you guys have for Pancake Day?
Pancakes.
I didn't have pancakes.
Oh, what type of pancakes?
Well, so I was going to make fried chicken and waffles. But then it was like, oh, pancakes going to be too much to have after waffles as well. So I had to sacrifice. So I just made homemade fried chicken burgers.
Mm. Okay. Yeah,
I did.
Close enough.
And then have pancakes.
Yeah,
Natalie.
I sort of forgot to have pancakes, but so I still could have some today. But I don't eat a lot of pancakes actually. I do quite like it though. Just don't think to make
it. When you say you don't eat a lot of pancakes, do you mean when you do eat pancakes, you don't eat a big stack, or do you mean you don't eat pancakes
generally,
often?
Generally, like I feel like ever. I don't. I think I ever
you
eat
never
pancakes.
Really eat pancakes.
No,
not even on Pancake Day.
No.
No,
I
just not into
why.
It. You're not really into sweet things.
I just had a caramel and it was lovely.
Yeah, but just not baked.
No, I
that's
like
what
cake.
It is.
Don't
you don't like
cake.
Cake. Yeah, you don't like the consistency of sponge, do you?
Mm. I'm not a huge cake fan. Mm. Give or take a cake.
Yeah, I give it.
You usually give it.
I'll
take that shit.
I don't take
it. I'll fucking rob you for that shit. I'll borrow the cake, not give it back.
Don't need to rob it, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, good.
The saying you can't have your cake and eat it doesn't apply to me because I just wouldn't eat it if I had a cake.
Exactly.
So I'd be fine. I'd just have my cake.
I'd keep the cake.
I'm caked up.
I hate it when people don't understand that statement. They're like, no, it doesn't make sense. You can have your cake and eat. I'm like, no, you can't.
Then you won't have a cake.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you've eaten it, you can't. I mean, technically it's inside you, so it's still part of you. So you have got it, but it's not the same, is it? It's a mushed up cake.
Yeah, exactly. If someone asks you to produce this cake.
Well, you will produce it at some point, but.
Yeah, but it won't be as a cake.
No, definitely won't be as a cake.
You know,
I produce this cake, baby.
All right, now that we've gotten abreast of what we all did and didn't do, let's talk about the vicar that was hospitalised with a potato up his bum.
Sure, yeah.
Shall
the
we?
Obvious segue.
Yeah. A vicar claims a potato got stuck up his bum after he fell onto the vegetable while hanging curtains in the...
What?
Yeah.
I've never even had as much as a finger accidentally slip up my bum whilst I've been washing vigorously. Do you know what I mean? Out of the full potato.
How have you ever put up curtains in the nude?
I've probably.
I assume you felt backwards.
Right by the banquet table.
Wait. Putting up curtains in the nude. So that means he was stood in the window
that
completely
means
naked.
Yeah, that means at one point there were no curtains in front of that window and he was still fucking naked.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good point.
And he had a potato on the floor.
Yeah, why was there just a...
That's bait. That is so bait.
Sounds plausible so far, though. I don't know what you think.
The clergyman in his 50s told medical staff at Sheffield's Northern General Hospital that the accident was definitely not due to a sex game.
How did this happen? Definitely not a sex game.
Sure. No, but they like, haven't asked you, actually. I didn't mention. Who mentioned sex game?
All I asked was your name, mate. He had to undergo surgery to extract the spud from his backside.
Went full in then.
Mm. The A&E nurse, Trudy Watson, said he explained to me quite sincerely he had been hanging curtains naked in the kitchen when he fell backwards onto the kitchen table and onto a potato. But it's not for me to question this story. She went on to reveal other objects removed from people's derriere, including a cucumber, a Russian doll, and a carnation. Wait, is that a carnation, the flour, or like a tin of carnation milk?
I think it's the tin. It's probably the milk.
I hope it's the tin of the condensed milk. Girth.
People on Twitter found it hilarious and tweeted using the hashtag vicar with a potato up his bum. No points for imagination there.
So how do they think
of
that?
To be fair. McCain and Abel.
Genius. Genius. Genius!
That's brilliant. Out of nowhere. King Edward's Bible. I like that.
That's
one.
Nice.
Potato wedgies. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Roast.
That's nice.
They're good.
I would want to know, it doesn't say if it's a cooked or a raw potato. I'm assuming it's cooked if it's on his table.
That's a good point.
But then if it was cooked, it would have just smashed on impact.
Yeah, so it's a raw potato.
No, if it was just a boiled potato.
So it could be a little bit. I was thinking more of a jacket potato. I don't know why it's bigger.
No, yeah, that's true. Yeah, why am I thinking of the massive? Yeah, it could have been. Was it new potatoes?
Yeah, they're small.
Yeah, yeah.
But how is that going to fit fully into your bum, even if you fell backwards?
The sheer pressure of it is going to.
Well, the article does come with a picture.
But does it?
Obviously, for radio purposes, we don't have it.
Yeah, that's true.
When it's extracting the spud, I'm assuming it doesn't mean from in between his bum cheeks because he could just pull that out himself. It has to have gone fully into
his backside. Into his anus. Yeah, yeah.
How is that possible?
Just silly.
Reese, try it. Let's get some potatoes.
Think about anal sex.
I'm thinking about it.
But you can't.
I always am.
It's Valentine's Day after all.
Yeah, but that's quite hard to fall backwards perfectly onto a potato and for it to open bum cheeks and go into your...
We know he's lying.
Okay.
We know he's lying,
just
yeah?
Trying to help
this isn't a court of law. I'm not trying to defend him, but I'm saying it's possible, though.
Okay.
This is the thing. I think it's possible for a potato to fit up your bum. This is all I'm saying. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not going to try and explain the physics.
You'd have to, whatever you want to do, if you want to put up curtains and fall backwards onto a potato, that's your thing.
It's your business. It's your business. True, say he's a vicar as well. He's not a Catholic priest.
True,
so,
true.
You know what I mean?
Well, the potato, I don't think, was hurt. So
it was God's doing. imagine that is God's doing. God thought it was funny as fuck. Genius! Genius!
Put that potato there and.
I know if I went around to his house, I'm not eating any potatoes.
Never, ever.
I'm not eating any of them or anything.
On the subject of funny hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw a photo of the Spice Girls last week
where
one of the Spice Girls' phones on the side and it looks as if there is a line of...
Something powdery.
They're in Jerry's house, yeah? Is this the re...
Yeah,
the,
and there's a... And it could be anything,
I
to
never
be fair.
Noticed that.
It's in the background, but Cassie's dead.
But it's a line of white powder, basically.
Yeah, it looks
on the table.
On okay. top of a phone on the table.
Okay.
Cassie's dad tweeted it and put, whoever's phone that is in the background is my favourite Spice Girl. And someone just tweeted, Snorty Spice. Genius. Absolutely.
The people
of the internet are so clever at times.
Love them all. Oh, well, not all of them, but yeah, a lot of them. Oh, wait. Let's get comfortable.
Have you ever got anything stuck up your bum or close to?
No.
Or stuck anywhere, if not your bum, your nose,
Just got
ear.
Something stuck on my finger. Never had anything stuck in any cavity.
What was stuck on your finger?
So remember when you were younger, I think they were called Meccano. And I think maybe it was Meccano. And they had the joints were these little black things, weren't they? And so you could put one tube or whatever it was. So you can make structures because these connecting things, these joints had various kind of holes in them. Basically, long story short, well, this story's already long. To be fair, I put my finger in one when I was in primary school, and I kid you not, I put it on and instantly tried to pull it off, and it just would not move. Mm. These times I'm like 6 years old, like 6-7 years old.
Panic,
yeah.
Bruv. I thought my life changed forever now. This is literally going to be on my finger forever. And then obviously because I'm 6, got vivid imagination, I think I've got to get my finger cut off now. It's going to be a madness for me. We ain't even had lunch yet these times. This is like first break. And I've already nearly kind of, changed my life. And you know the ones when you get into like the fit where you're nearly crying but you're not. You're just kind of having a bit of a tantrum.
I have them now.
the teacher came and literally just slid it off my finger. I was bending slightly. I was so nervous, I think I was bending my finger.
Wow, what about you?
I've never got anything stuck anywhere, but within 1 week, I swallowed a metal ball bearing, a 5p, and an earring with the back on. Jeez. And I was about 15 at the time. And none of them ever came back out, or I never noticed any of them passing. So I suppose... I might have some things stuck inside
me. Little porn shop in there.
Yeah.
One day, innit? Little investments. One day when you're brass.
A diamante earring. Do you know those, like, one of them? Like a Primark diamante earring. A decent sized metal ball bearing as well.
Nice. Yeah.
I swallowed that in front of someone, then had to deny swallowing it. Like, no, I put it on the floor. I don't know where it is.
Didn't you hear it hit the ground?
The earring back was my own fault. I was playing with it in my mouth. The 5p, I flicked it up into the sun, and as I looked up, it went straight down my throat. Didn't even touch either side. It just slid straight down. Yeah.
You're like Scooby Doo or something.
Yeah, it was. It was exactly like a duck. Do you know what I mean?
Did you go that?
No, I rang my friend's mum because I didn't dare tell my parents in case they like give me a good beating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some teenage kid swallowing metal.
And I was going to say, I swear these times 5p's were massive.
They're massive, yeah.
5p's were the size of 10p's back in the day. You know,
this wasn't like the 80s, bro.
Wasn't wearing a sheepskin denim jacket.
This is like 2006.
Yeah, I'm old, basically. Currency is...
And I'm sprightly.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get into a sprightly song, or maybe a slow jam, because it's Valentine's Day. You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
Girl, you'll never find another as good as this.
I feel like eating chocolate. Have a guess what chocolate I just ate from the sound.
I guess?
Go on.
Go on. Orange.
It was. Orange
was
truffle.
It? But
fucking hell.
It's the first one in the top corner that I saw there, so I said it.
That was literally the first one I ate.
The orange one. It's not for
amazing.
Me.
Amazing.
I know
is
that's
it not for you.
It doesn't sound that amazing because I am sat opposite you, but I wasn't watching you and you are.
No, there was no way you could have seen that. There's no way you could have known. That was incredible.
Mm.
That really was.
We're psychic.
Mm. Absolutely. We do have a connection. That was out of 10 possible chocolates. Reese guessed the exact one I had just put into my mouth.
So
the sound.
I was at this photo shoot the other day for Big Nasty's album.
Really?
Yeah. And so I went with my friend Blue Cheese because he makes all like the bass and the Hello Hi, just all the merch. He makes all
right,
of that.
Okay.
So it was, I wasn't shooting. I just went just to help. And also I was in Nottingham and he was driving down from Nottingham to London. So it worked out kind of perfect for me. I could just help there get a lift. Anyway, so we're on the shoot. And
did you hitchhike, by the way? Because I think this story would be more interesting if you said you hitchhiked.
Okay, let's go with that one.
Yeah.
So I was hitchhiking down to London the other day, and the guy said, look, I'll give you a lift, but you have to help me on a job that I do in Barking when you get there. So I did, and it turns out it was for Big Nasty.
Wow.
And it was all one big surprise. I didn't know this was happening. And anyway, we got there, and these two baked good services that do weed-based food, but like big weed, like an expensive, it was like top of the range, had gifted Big Nasty a bag from each company. He had loads. Handed it out to everyone. Everyone. Didn't even have any himself.
That's the catering. Oh, the edibles. Just everyone got edibles.
Yeah, everyone got edibles.
Wow.
Everyone got his DVD. He bought enough Courvoisier and vodka for everyone. And he made, there was like, no one was without...
Without edibles or just some kind of refreshment or
food and drink. There's a lot of food and drink there.
Courvoisier and edibles.
Yeah. Imagine that's, and I think I'm assuming the people must have been paid because they were all from, they're all hired people or that. The
he's a lovely guy, Big Nasty.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, chatting to everyone.
Yeah, and I'm very social.
And everyone was quite young and really like excited, obviously. Big Nasty's a massive name, so you would be to be on a Big Nasty shoot and whatever, and everyone's drinking Courvoisier and whatever. So it's like, you know, some of the kids are like 18 and very young and like tipsy, and but he still like took time to just chat to everyone. You know what I mean? And
yes, that's my impression of Big Nasty.
When I went to it was maybe last year, the year before, I went to Craig David's album launch party. He was there, and
who? Craig David.
Craig David
and his manager Craig David.
Yeah.
And the tour manager Craig David.
But Big Nasty was also there. And you know, I was sat down, but you know where the seats were, but they sort of like sat on the edge of something and there was like a little dance bit behind you. And I looked up because I couldn't move, and Big Nasty was dancing behind me, and he was sort of stood on my like jacket thing. But I would thought, rather than tell him, I'm just gonna let him dance on my coat.
Yeah, that coat's worth money now.
So I couldn't move for a bit. I was just sort of sat there waiting for Big Nasty to stop dancing. But I had a lovely time whilst I waited. So it was nice.
And how much did you fetch for the coat on eBay?
Oh, that on eBay went for $5,000. It was worth it. Yeah, it was totally worth it.
Big Nasty breeds a type of dog that's like a dying breed of dog.
Really?
And like him and this other guy like keep bringing the breed back or keeping it alive or something like that. Yeah.
No way. Yeah. Interesting fact.
Okay. And he's just got his own TV show that he's making at the moment.
Yeah, he's piloting.
The Big Nasty Show. He's done it. A show named after him.
Oh, so it's called The Big Nasty Show?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be him and the comedian.
Yeah, but it's called
Measure. But it's
the called
Big Nasty
The
Show.
Big Nasty Show.
Fair play. Massive congrats. Massive congrats.
Yeah.
And to be perfectly honest, like, Mo is part of the show anyway. But I just thought it would have been nice, a double header.
I thought it would be like, have you ever watched any of these American chat shows like Conan or anything like that?
Conan?
Yeah.
Conan. Wow, one of our own presenters, Sean Walsh, was recently on Conan O'Brien's show.
Are you really?
Yeah, massive. Massive big deal. Yeah, it's really exciting.
So, do you know like one of them shows where they have Conan and then that guy who does like one-liners and jokes in between? What?
Yeah.
I thought it would be kind of obviously not the same as the Conan O'Brien show, but like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where Big Nasty's like the main presenter and then Mo does. I don't know.
Who is the guy that does it? It's not Hannibal Buress, is it?
Not on Conan's show. On Conan, isn't it?
It's
Andy
Richter.
Andy Richter, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Don't even know who he is. Oh, is he the guy that invented the Richter scale?
Yeah, that is him.
Yeah,
that
guy. Yeah.
Well old.
Hannibal Buress did it for Eric Andre's show.
Okay. He's the guy that sang Mysterious Girl.
Yeah. No, that's his brother, Peter.
That's his brother. Oh, right. Okay,
Peter
cool.
and Eric.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Eric
just like
Andre,
with the Richter scale, that was his brother as well.
Yeah.
With sister.
Andy Richter and...
Off the Richter.
And then, well, I think, do you know like when you do the register, it's for surname first. Yeah. I think it must be like Scale Richter. Yeah.
His brother was called Scale Richter.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. They have him on the sofa. Well, some of them, was it David Letterman had the band, the guy in the back, I can't remember his name now, but had like a guy that was in, and then we talked to him. Paul Schaefer, that was it. But then Conan has Andy Richter on the sofa with him.
But then there's one of them Jimmy guys who has like the Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's one that has a roots.
Jimmy
Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel doesn't, it's Jimmy Fallon.
It's Jimmy Fallon that has the roots.
Yeah.
And they have, what's his name? Guillermo, maybe.
Guillermo. Right. James Corden has Reggie Watts.
Yeah.
Okay. He's amazing.
Yeah. So they do have somebody.
Yeah. I want to be one of those people. Well,
they all have somebody, but some of you don't this Valentine's Day, and that's okay too. That's okay too. We can't all be good looking.
And have talk shows. I want to be the provider of vibes on a talk show.
Provider of vibes. Imagine that as a job title.
Yeah.
Michael Payne, provider of vibes.
Not to be confused with POV on like Pornhub.
Oh yeah.
What is that?
Point of view. POV.
What the different
POV? POV means from the guy's perspective, so you can just imagine that it's you.
Okay.
So you're not seeing two people in the shot.
See, I don't use it to pretend it's me. I use it to eradicate the male.
Yeah, to pretend it's you.
No, so I don't pretend it's me, just because I don't want to see some next man's face while I'm not in. So, I like to watch it from POV.
Right.
Because it cuts out, like, you know...
Yeah.
Always cut, like, when it cuts away to just the guy and you're, like, about to bust, and then it cuts to, like, him and I'm like, oh...
Do they not have the POV of a woman?
Like, but why would I watch POV of a woman as a straight man?
No, but I'm asking, do they have it?
Oh, no.
I'm sure they do.
No, I think if you type in POV, you're usually going to get a man's POV, which is very sexist. You're absolutely
it is,
right.
Isn't it?
No, I bet there's like gay porn POV.
For straight women porn POV, as in POV of not watching.
So from the
woman's perspective. Well, you just have to watch gay porn then, I'm afraid.
No, I'll have to invent.
It's not
you
for
have
you.
To invent. I have to invent new porn. You, yeah, this happens. That's
to get out there. Get to the take to the streets.
Get out there and curate. Yeah. Curate women. WPOV.
POV.
In fact, just POV. It shouldn't be gender specific.
No, just
it's
POV,
not gender specific.
Exactly.
So it should be.
Well, I think porn is quite gender specific.
Well, so, it definitely errs on the side of the male, 100%.
So we should have male POV and female POV,
so
we don't get mixed up.
FPOV.
FPOV and MPOV.
What's that?
Female POV.
Okay, I thought we were moving into new territories there. Please tell me F is for something really not weird.
Just female.
So I've seen POV, PAWG.
Deadass white girl.
MIFLS. It's just all...
It's all acronyms.
Yeah. BBW.
What's
BBW?
Big Beautiful Woman.
Mm.
Oh.
All right. All right.
Okay.
All
right. What's another one that's important?
PAWG.
Big and...
PAWG.
Pretty.
P for Porg. A for
pretty
Org.
W for...
What is it? PA. PA. What?
WG.
Pretty and... Weird.
Wild.
Good.
Girth.
Yeah.
Wide girth.
Pretty and wide girth.
Is that what it stands for?
No.
What does it stand for?
Fat ass white girl.
Pretty ass white girl.
Fat. Yes, pretty ass white girl.
Fat.
She's got a pretty
fat.
Ass.
Yeah.
Could have a pretty bum.
Porg.
Porg. Okay, I didn't know that. That's a good one.
What other acronyms are there? Of course there's MILF.
And DILF?
Well, you don't really get that.
That's right. I've said some DILFs.
Yeah, there again, remember, porn
you
is sexist.
Looking for that. Oh, right.
Porn
not,
is sexist.
Is there not DILF porn?
I don't know. Never typed
Bet
it in.
Bet you there is. Bet you there's.
Maybe there is, actually. There must be.
Is there GILF porn?
I can say yes, there is.
Okay. Being in grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my internet history, but I imagine there is
or
some.
Or grandfather, maybe. Granddad.
That's a good point.
There is some of that in my internet history, but it's for a different subject. Don't worry about
okay.
it. Have you searched... young hairy cocked white young hairy cocked British guy.
No. Why?
It's a video of
is
a
it Dele Alli? I thought so.
What about
man like Dele, you know?
Owo.
Owo, what's that? Okay, let me try and guess what's that. Owo.
Oral without.
Oral. Orgasm. Oral without orgasm.
Ah, is that what that stands for?
I hope not, but is that what it stands
for? Is that what that stands for? Oh, okay,
it is.
Oral without orgasm. Oral.
Okay, how about ATM?
Oh, ass to mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was I said that too quickly?
Not to be confused, confused with automatic teller machine, which is a cash point.
Yeah. What about RO?
Real
org. Orgy.
Yeah. Wait, what was it? What was it?
RRO.
RRO.
No, RO.
Just RO.
One R. Yeah.
Oh, right. Real orgasm?
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Is it?
Kyra? No. No? A reverse oral.
What's
reverse
that? Like oral. Sucking bum hole or blowing oral? Up someone's
can
dick hole.
Can you Google
it's when you don't. It's when you don't. It's reverse when you don't suck the pussy. The pussy sucks your mouth.
The Kylie Jenner lip challenge. You see?
Yeah. Oh, because some people are givers in the sex worker world. This refers to oral sex performed by the client on the service provider.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
In regular life, this term actually refers to a bloke performing cunnilingus from behind rather than front, like the traditionalists among us.
Okay.
So kind of
I'm just all sorts of freaky, don't you? I don't know about none of this fucking traditional sense.
Yeah, mate.
What about A levels?
I failed at them, so
yeah, I did good in the AS levels.
No, I didn't. I didn't even. I've never taken part in any form of A level.
What would it
probably
be? It'd be something with ass levels.
All right, this is a real thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
A levels. Ass yeah. Licking.
Oh, is it? What is that? Ass. Oh, this refers. Okay, apparently, put simply, this refers to anal sex. End of A levels.
Okay, A levels.
What are the levels of ass?
Anal sex keeps popping up recently. It's a hint. It's a sign.
Is it a sign?
I'm gonna have to get bummed. No, maybe I'm gonna have to perform anal sex.
I don't think you have. You don't
do
have
we? Can,
to,
can we get like a kissing expert? For
an anal expert.
I hate the fact that they always say perform because it just makes
yeah.
pressure.
I know. I'm going to put on a performance when I do
pressure.
It. I'm keeping them socks on pulled right up. Slap, slap.
Oh. What's a CBJ? That you can see Reece, that
something about a blowjob.
But what
maybe.
Is what kind of blowjob?
Canadian.
Yeah.
A Canadian blowjob.
What would that be? What would Canadian blowjob be?
I don't know. Like a French kiss, maybe?
Well, that's like the Australian kiss, isn't it? The Australian kiss is like a French kiss, but down under.
Yeah, Canadian blowjob is like a...
Do you put ice in your mouth and make it really cold, like ice tongue?
Yeah,
and then
Canadian
give it some... Or do you wear like a big goose coat?
It actually stands for covered blowjob.
Oh. What's a covered blowjob? Condom. Well, like in the film? Okay.
No, I'm not.
I've always meant with the sheets up, like in the films, you know, and they don't want you, when they don't want the other people in the room, obviously. Don't you hate that in films when, like, they say it's the night, it's the morning after the night before.
Yeah.
They've had sex. They've seen each other naked. But then the woman gets out of bed and takes the fucking sheets with her and puts them around her body.
Oh.
Like, he ain't seen her naked.
Yeah. No,
do you know what I mean?
What's worse than that is when they've had sex, they've been naked, but then they get out of bed, they then put their clothes back on.
I don't chill
that's
naked
weird.
After sex.
What?
Never chill
you're
naked after
sociopath.
Sex.
You're sociopath.
Straight.
So you fully have possibly the most... Like the activity that's gonna exert the most energy from you, yeah, like, right. And then you're just gonna after that, just gonna fully like some fucking weirdo, just get up, put your garms back on, and get back into bed.
This is like get back into bed.
Just leave.
I go for a jog straight after.
It's about
go say some Hail Marys and shit.
That happens all the time in films and TV shows. You're like, why does he have pants on now? He's just had sex with her.
Yeah, like, I put my boxers straight on after sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Put my gloves on and that's it.
Just like, I don't take my gloves off you. And you got me a sociopath. Are you taking your gloves off to have sex? You're mad.
They're fingerless gloves, though. It would look weird.
No, that's the best, because then you can still perform any kind of
that's true.
Foreplay.
But your hands are still toasty.
Yeah, exactly.
For the most part.
Yeah.
It's true. And you still are ready for action if the Warriors come with you. For a fight.
So they are leather gloves, right? You're not...
Yeah, go.
Well,
I'm not a dickhead.
What about you, Natalie? What do you keep on during? Because you were opposed to keeping socks on.
I mean, Natalie wears headphones during sex.
Earmuffs.
Like Leonardo, have you heard that story about Leonardo DiCaprio? This hasn't been proved, by the way. This is merely conjecture.
Okay.
But there is a story about Leonardo DiCaprio where he was in a hotel. And there was a bar downstairs, apparently. So his like PA or whatever, I don't know, asked a girl to come to his room. Mm-hmm. And the girl willingly agreed, went to his room, whereupon Leonardo DiCaprio kissed her like passionately,
then spun her around and proceeded to perform anal sex on her, right?
Man like Leo.
Didn't say a word, yeah? Then she turns around and my man's wearing Beats by Dre headphones.
But that is not true. Like that cannot be true as a story. That's an urban.
If it is though, how do you just
That's not
How weird
How do you just anal sex someone up straight away like that? You're mad about the Beats by Dre thing. I'm thinking about the whole anal sex and it's popped up again. Anal sex again. It's here true. We go. What's it's with true. All the anal sex?
But might I add again that this is merely a story I've heard. This isn't right. I don't want to be kind of sued for any
No, but what is definitely true is that back in the day, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, David Blaine used to run around in a gang called the Pussy Posse.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That is actually true.
That is 100% true.
That makes the Beats by Dre story a lot more plausible, to be fair.
Yeah, I believe it now.
It makes it a lot more plausible.
I think Leonardo is a gentleman.
Do you think he's more of a boss man?
He's a model, maybe, yeah.
He's a gentleman from the Pussy Posse.
Well, that was when he was a kid.
What?
Yeah, well, I missed that. Yeah, he's a modelizer, isn't he? He only dates models that are like 22. As he gets older, Rihanna. His girlfriends get younger.
Didn't he have a secret kind of tryst with Rihanna?
Did he?
I'm sure at one point they were romantically linked.
He has
I might have been as well. I'm not going to confirm or deny.
You met Rihanna one time, didn't you?
No, she met me.
Yeah.
What? Where was that?
So, my friends are friends through friends through friends. I was asleep on someone's sofa, and she came into the house looking for someone, and I was just in the living room on the sofa with but everyone was being loud, and I didn't know who it was, so I just pulled the quilt over my head, and yeah. Next day, turns out it was Rihanna. She came in to find someone who lived there at the time.
Wow. She's looking for a rude boy.
Yeah.
But, and she found one. Reese boy.
Yeah. That's
Come
how rude
Reese
I was.
Boy, can you get it up? Come here, Reese, my boy.
Bad boy Riri.
Yeah.
Bad boy Riri. Bad girl Riri. Yeah, and I was a bit of a rude boy because I was, everyone shut the fuck up.
You're fucking rude.
You're like, get the fuck out. And I live in said house, so.
Wow. Mm. On that bombshell, should we have a quick song?
Yeah, go on then. Let's perform a song.
Coming right back at you, baby. If I ever fall in love again, next time the lady will be just like you. The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, maybe you were more than just a phase. And if I say that I'm the one and only. Promise that you never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby. I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. I will be
sure that the lady is a friend.
Were you in Shy?
I wasn't Shy. I was in Shy were. And Silk.
Yeah, who are the same.
I was the linchpin between the two bands, basically. I smoothed out the great beef of 1991, the great R&B beef of 91. I was the ambassador.
Of R&B beef.
Basically, yeah. I was the Kofi Annan of R&B.
Between Silk and Shy.
Yeah. I was the Louis Farrakhan, the Minister Farrakhan of R&B. The English one.
I wonder why they were called Shy. That's obviously a reason I should look up. Well, they were S-H-A-I. Is that an amalgam of their names, perhaps?
Maybe that's one of their names, yeah.
Shy?
You know how you just get named after the most
Steve,
popular guy?
Steve, Harold, Andy and Ian. Shy. Maybe that's why they were called Shy.
Yeah, I'd be called Shy as well if like collectively those were our names. Steve, Harold, Andy and Ian. We're going to be an R&B band, by the way.
I don't get any of the references being made here.
Shy
was the name of the band.
To
put everything into context, yeah. Someone covered it.
Someone definitely covered. Oh, I tell you who did. I know. It was E17 with Gabrielle.
Yes! Yeah! Weren't they in Grand Central Station for the video
I
as well?
They were,
I think
yeah.
they shot it in the same fucking place.
It was quite a good cover, actually.
Yeah.
They called it If I Ever rather than If I Ever Fall in Love, which is what the official title by Shy is.
Oh, yeah. They thought Shy wouldn't clock. You know, ones. I know. It's a different song. It's a different song.
Yeah, Harold would have clocked it.
Yeah. He was the accountant in the band. Yeah, the most boring name. Out
Harold.
Of Steve, Harold, Andy and Ian. He still managed to have
the most...
I
think it's the most interesting name out of Steve.
Ian's the best one
Ian.
Out of those. I think I'd most...
Fuck off! Out of all them names, you're actually called Ian.
You're thinking of Ian Beale, that's why.
I'm There's thinking of just anyone Ian. Called Ian.
Ian Rush. Go on, say something.
You see what Ian...
Bad boy footballer, though.
So?
Yeah, Ian Wright.
Ian Beale, bad boy chip shop owner, and what?
Just bad boy in general, what do you mean? One of the longest serving characters in EastEnders,
yeah.
After Doc Cotton.
No
Go
film
on,
stars.
Tell me something.
No film stars called Ian, are there?
Phil Mitchell.
Ian Botham.
Ian Botham, cricketer. Yeah. No, wait, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cricketer, yeah.
Are those cool as fuck cricketers?
I can't think.
Oh, did you? But speaking of cool as fuck cricketers, did you see? I'm not really into cricket, but I
Freddie
saw.
Fintop.
No, Chris Jordan. Made this catch the other day at a game. I don't know who was playing, but he literally looked like the iconic image of Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Okay.
When he made this catch. Incredible. Just wanted to say that.
Okay.
Yeah, Ian's a shit name anyway.
Ian's
sorry
not
to
a
anyone
shit
called
name.
Ian. Ian Boldsworth.
Ian McKellen. Go on.
Ian McKellen. Yeah, that's it. Ian.
That's a good Ian.
Does it make the name Ian a good name?
I think it does.
Ian.
People have to give substance to names.
No, name a young Ian.
Baby Ian.
There is no young Ian's blood. There is no.
It's baby Ian.
No, I know Ian's under like 40, are there? They
no.
can't
no.
be.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, why? Because it's a shit name.
It's
and then 40 years ago, everyone went, right, this name's shit, you know.
Sometimes they zhuzh it up with an extra I. I-A-I-N.
Yeah,
that's
fuck
true.
Fuck them pretentious bastards.
Ian.
Ian.
I call them Ian's. Ian and Ian.
Ian.
Ian. Ian. Love that. Love that. The South Korean penis park is the surprise hit of the Winter Olympics.
That's
I
no
thought
surprise
it was
to
curling,
me.
Personally. But it's
curling's sick! Well, don't tell me curling's a surprisingly good thing.
Well, no, it has been the surprise hit of Mr. T even tweeted from his Mr. T account about his love for curling.
Because I haven't watched
curling's that
up.
Sport where you're on
what?
The...
Why put some respect on curling now? I'm not having this bullshit. I can't work with this. What is this? What's curling? Curling's a surprise, and what's curling?
Curling's amazing.
You two need to have a good
it?
Fucking
it's
look
like
at yourselves.
Bowls. It's like bowls, but on ice. Don't you think?
Oh,
no.
Wait.
Okay.
With the little stick.
Yeah. You get these things that look like... hovercraft mixed with what are they called? What are those things that you use in the gym? Kettlebells. They look like kettlebells.
It's like darts on ice, basically.
Amazing.
Would you say darts or bowls?
I wouldn't say darts.
Considering you don't throw them, would you say darts or bowls?
But it's a mixture between.
Oh, it's got a broom.
Yeah,
they have a broom.
Yeah, you get this little broom. Look at his pose. That
but
is a shower man pose.
Yeah, of course. That
this guy. And
he's the face of curling.
To be fair,
ice skates?
That is a skengman
pose.
You
don't wear ice skates.
Can you tweet that image, please? Because that's a skengman pose. He's literally. That's why people love curling. Because they're like, obviously, people get fouled and stuff in this
right.
game. Obviously, there's bad boys of this
Yo,
sport.
He'll curl out a penguin and then might bang you out as well.
He might do.
He's
he might do.
He will steal your girl.
Right.
He will slide all the way. hitting your girl's DMs.
Make a 140 BPM diss track about you as well.
He's wearing slip-on shoes on ice, not even an ice skate.
Because he's a bad man.
That's because he was sliding all over. That's because you have to slide. Not.
That's how he slides into DMs.
Yeah.
That's literally how he slides into DMs.
What is the one that I do like? Is it called slalom or slocum or whatever it's called?
Probably slalom. Never heard of slocum.
Wait, that's the one from My Pussy is by the Fire.
What?
Oh, what's that show called?
Are you making a reference now?
Open All Hours. No, not Open All Hours. What the hell is that shop called? Are You Being Served?
Okay.
That's it, Mrs. Slocum. That was
okay,
her name.
Right.
And do you remember she used to talk about a cat all the time? And
I know. I know what you're...
She used to say, my pussy, and obviously everyone knew that it was innuendo. Yeah, yeah. But
like Carry On, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, what is the one where the person slalom. Just jumps down into the
slalom?
Place? That's hardcore, that one.
Slalom looks mad. Because they always lick it with their, they hit with their legs. No. What are they hitting it with? I swear they got the things covering their shins and that. Because they hit the little posts with their legs.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Two sports that I love, right, are the luge and the skeleton bobsleigh.
What's the skeleton bobsleigh?
The luge, but the other way around. And that pisses me off. It should be one sport and you pick which way you're going, head first or legs first.
So the skeleton bobsleigh is on your back?
No, it's on your front. You go head first.
So the luge is on your back?
The luge is on your back,
but
feet
with
first,
feet first.
And then
the
skeleton bobsleigh is when you're...
Just you on your ones, face first.
Yeah.
Mad ting.
Yeah,
they are the bravest. They will fuck up the curling team.
Well, that sounds good, but the penis park's more of a hit for me.
Okay, cool.
I'd like to hear more about this.
I'm sure it is.
A South Korean park full of penis statues is proving the unlikely tourist hotspot of this year's Winter Olympics. Seeing a golden luge might be impressive, but it is obviously not as impressive as seeing a 50-foot-long golden schlong. Heishindang Park has sculptured penises out of wood, stone and plastic all over the park, which was founded to honour an ancient local fertility legend. Keith Childs, a Londoner working at the Pyeongchang Olympics, said, "I've been all over the world and I've never seen anything like this." That sounds like a lyric from a song.
Sounds like I've been around the world and
never seen anything like this. I don't know where, I don't know why. Why there's penis there and I don't know why it can be. Is it my penis? As South Korean legend has it, a fisherman's wife was left on a rock and drowned.
Oh.
She died a virgin, which then meant no fish could be caught by villagers until the fisherman ejaculated into the water. Which, one more time, ejaculated into the water. Which
not one more time. I just...
What?
To say that again.
The whole paragraph.
The whole thing, right? Yeah. As South Korean legend has it, a fisherman's wife was left on a rock and drowned. So she drowned on a rock.
Okay.
How do you drown on a rock?
No idea.
I know you could. There's other ways you could die on a rock. I wouldn't have thought it was through drowning because you're not in water.
Yeah.
You're on a rock.
Absolutely. Was it Dwayne Johnson?
She was on Dwayne Johnson in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes more sense now. Continue.
She died a virgin.
Well, you wouldn't be if you're near the rock, though, would you? That's something you'd make sure you just wouldn't do an explanation. God's sake, that would be a shame.
She died a virgin, which then meant no fish could be caught by villagers.
What? I don't see the connection.
Let's try and work that out. She died a virgin, which then meant no fish could be caught by villagers. All right, let me try and think of the rhymes. Red sky at night.
Shepherd.
Fisher's delight. Dying a virgin. No fisher emerging.
There you go.
That's it. We only knew half the poem all this
true.
Time.
All that shepherd's delight was nonsense.
Fuck the shepherds. It's all about... Yeah.
Fish.
The fish. Until the fisherman ejaculated into the water.
Right.
So this is what would bring the fish back.
What? So human sperm into water will make fish come alive.
Yes.
Who knew that? Well, when you go fishing, just ejaculate into the river.
Did you not know that? Do you know when you were a kid and you thought that your dad was replacing your goldfish when it died with another one? No.
Basically, you know those things you thought were tadpoles?
Right.
In the pond.
But then when you go fishing, why just use your own rod by your penis, then use a fishing rod, just ejaculate into the water, catch some fish?
No, because no one wants to... be sucked in by a penis to the mouth. Do you know what I mean? That's first and foremost.
Right.
So you can't just lure them in. But the ejaculate, that obviously makes sense.
Be quicker though, because fishing takes all day, doesn't it? And they don't catch anything.
Yeah, why do that when you can just come into the water and then the fish comes to you?
Fish come to life, they come back.
Maybe that's why it's called cum.
Oh. It all makes sense.
Mind blown.
Amazing. Right.
That is a good point. So...
Yeah, so the she died a virgin, which meant no fish could be caught by villagers until the fishermen ejaculated into the water, which brought the fish back. South Korea has one of the lowest birth rates in the industrialized world, and couples often visit the park for luck when trying for a baby. As well as statues in the park's grounds, there are also penis totem poles, penis benches, a cannon, and penis wind chimes.
The cannon isn't penis related. They just got a cannon, right, to brag about it.
Do you think it has one of the lowest birth rates because men are too busy ejaculating into water and not into their partners? Is that anything to do with it?
There you go.
I don't know.
But have you ever ejaculated into water? Because it is quite interesting the first time you ever see it.
There's a lot of fish up here. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I was in the bath the other day and in the shower.
The only ones that won't come for it are the koi carp.
Ding him.
She didn't want to ding me. She don't
I'll
know anything about
ding.
Fish.
I'll give you a ding. I know what a koi carp is. It's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah, you just got to know what koi means, really, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know what a koi carp is. Well.
Yeah.
A dick park. Who'd have thought?
That's for fertility reasons. You go there, rub a penis statue.
That sounds like someone's got... Right, there's a magic hole here. Right, you just close your eyes, put your hand out, whatever comes, just rub it. It'll give you luck when you want to get pregnant. Swear down.
Yeah, fertility rituals are always, they're always weird, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they kind of have to be, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, there's none sort of more logical than any other, apart from going to check your sperm count.
But,
yeah,
and, I like
yeah,
it,
you know,
as legend goes.
At certain times.
I mean, anyone could make up a legend story like that. A woman was killed on a rock, she drowned. Then you have to go masturbate into a river and to get her pregnant again or whatever. Anyone can make up any
Someone used that as an excuse to... So basically, someone basically just got caught wanking into the sea or wherever this body of water is. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, what, you didn't know? So basically, me and my wife are trying to get pregnant. And legend has it...
Like the old times must have been the best because you could say anything. And you'd be like, oh, there's an urban legend. And then everyone would go, oh, right, okay, to be fair.
Carry on.
Exactly.
Carry on then, that's fine.
Couldn't verify that.
Google it. Oh, you can't. So must be true. That's how it worked.
That's why he's a local fertility legend.
Yeah, it doesn't work anywhere outside of that.
It's
park
true
area.
Because if you're a fertility legend, I would say that you'd just be a legend everywhere. You wouldn't. You can't just be relegated to a local fertility legend.
Well, they shouldn't be local on there anyway. It should just be. I can see fertility. Well, you'd just be a legend if you are
right.
a legend in fertility.
Yeah, if you can build a penis pot that lets and you people pay to come because you're telling them it will.
Local's a bit of a fuckery.
Yeah.
Do you know, then legend is the correct word, basically.
Well, it's an oxymoron.
Well, would you sit on a penis bench? I think I would.
Yeah, but someone's invented a place.
I'd have to, innit?
He's making money off this lie. Yeah, come here, and you more chance of getting pregnant. And people are paying. Legend, I feel, is the correct word.
Well, yeah. I'd hope that you don't have to pay to get into the park. Does it say anywhere
no,
that you do?
No, it doesn't say you have to pay for the park, but you might, I don't think you have to pay to rob the statue, but probably just throw money at it. It's 50 foot long golden schlong, according to that. 50
Mad
foot.
Ting.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Let's get into a song. Chen!
Is there wrong for me?
Is there wrong?
Tell me, Sergio.
For me?
Looking good, plenty time.
From afar, and I couldn't stop myself from looking hard.
Staring.
You wore these jeans,
girl. You wore these jeans,
and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have you for myself, baby.
You don't know what those jeans do to me. Make me wanna get down on one knee.
You've got that thunder, and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans.
Come on. Jeans.
Is there
tight to death, baby. I don't know the words to say to you. All that I know, baby, all I know is that I'm loving what I see and I'm feeling you. I can have what's up in those jeans. Baby, can I have what's up in those jeans?
Don't get alarmed, cause I don't mean no harm. But I love the way you wear those jeans.
Yes, be my soprano, baby, friend.
I love them.
Love the way you wear them.
I love them, yeah.
Iceberg, Sergio.
I love them.
Trying to get inside of those.
That is Genuine in those Bumba Clark jeans, right, which was the original title, but, you know, truncated to in those jeans.
We were trying to work out if he's, because when he's saying, I want, every time I see you in those jeans, I want in.
He wants that, in.
He wants to get in the jeans?
So what happened was, he was almost a pioneer in this cross branding thing. So he did this song in those jeans because his, and I don't know if it was his friend or his partner at the time, had some Nang jeans.
The cut was just, whoa.
Bam, do you know those boot cuts that you're like, oh, they're the most uncle jeans you've ever seen in your life, yeah, but peng. Some peng uncle jeans.
Yeah.
And he wanted to invest. So this was before Bitcoin. This is when jeans were the Bitcoin equivalent.
Sure.
So obviously he did this song in those jeans. And from then on, Nelly went and invested or founded Apple Bottom Jeans. And then Flo Rida
made a song about it
because he probably wanted in on that as well, because that's where it's at.
And he was making a lot of money at the time. Your financial advisor would say to you, listen, Mr. Rida, we need to put some of this money somewhere, you know. This music thing isn't going to last forever. I think you should definitely invest in some denim apparel.
Yeah.
Bootcut jeans.
Bootcut jeans.
Classics.
Apple Bottom, to be specific. You're absolutely right, Reese. That is a very logical theory. Genuine basically kind of pioneered, investing in other markets.
Because that makes more sense than him literally going, I like those jeans, I'd like to wear them with you.
Yeah, because that doesn't make sense.
What? He wants to get, what do you mean? How's he going to get in them jeans?
Oh, right. One leg.
And maybe it was a song about dieting, which I can understand. Like, I want to get in them jeans, but right now, Slimming World's going to have to help me.
This is true.
I feel like Genuine, if he sings that to you, would be wanting to make some slow jam lovemaking later. But for me, I'd think, I don't understand what you're talking about, Mr. Wine. And so I'd have a little think about what the lyrics of that mean. I think it would ruin the moment.
Listen, Genu.
Genu? What are you talking about?
Can I call you Jen?
What's his
name is Jen. You Wine. His middle name begins with a U.
It was Gin.
It's Gin, yes.
Gin and Wine. It's my two favourite drinks. So actually...
he was an alcoholic R&B star.
It could be like
Gin... It's like at the Boeing. What do you want? Gin? You? Wine?
Well, it could be like when you've had too much gin and you're like, gin, you wine. Stop it.
He coined the name when he was out on a date with his missus and his best friend came through as well. He was like, why, mate? What do you want? A gin? You? Wine? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There was that was a name coined from a third wheel scenario. Yeah. 100%.
So, yeah, and then obviously Nelly, and then Flo Rida, and then from then we've had, like I say, Ginuwine, and then 50 Cent went and he
invested in loads of things,
Vitamin water, and he sold his album in Bitcoin.
Right.
As also well. Sold his stake of FN Vodka, but he's still somehow a part of the business on 50 Cent.
Also, P. Diddy or Diddy or Puff Daddy
Papa Diddy Pop, or whatever you're calling yourself these days.
Or P. Diddy P, I don't know.
Or Love. Love, which is the newest moniker. Okay. Yeah, nice. He said that from now on everyone's got to call me Love.
He's been called Monica as well.
Miss Thang.
So people say that if it wasn't for Ginuwine in those jeans, there would be no Sean Combs.
There wouldn't be. There'd be no investment kind
of. There would be. Dr. Dre looked and went, jeans are good, but let me transfer that to the head. Let me make some headphones beats. That's why I came up with it.
Dr. Dre allegedly makes people call him Ginuwine behind closed doors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
Ginuwine is the pioneer of this whole investment shit, man.
Wow. He's ahead of his time.
He wasn't just in Big Brother. Just off topic. Have you come dressed as a FUBAR logo today?
It is a good fit, yeah.
Not intentionally, but I sort of have.
It's a lovely sweatshirt. It reminds me of 80s ice skating.
Well, that is what I do. I do in my spare time do 80s ice skating.
Do you?
Yeah.
And roller skating. She's got some Bowers, four wheels, ankle warmers. I'll catch you down the street, didn't it, when they kick the leg out.
I call them leg warmers.
Leg warmers, that's what I meant.
Well, they warm your whole leg.
They warm up the whole leg. I used to wear leg warmers quite happily.
They're called trousers.
Some people, but Ginuwine called them leg warmers.
This is true. And then everyone invested. But then they went down. Leg warmers kind of went down.
No, because Ginuwine stopped talking. Like, who's investing in jeans now? I don't no big artists. I don't see, like...
That's true.
You know, I can't think... Kendrick Lamar doesn't own Levi. Do you know what I mean? Or Chance the Rapper doesn't have his own cut in...
This is true. No one invests in not very many American rappers invest in apparel. Do you remember there was Rockaware from Jay-Z?
Yeah, Jay-Z.
There was WooWare from Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Obviously P. Diddy had Sean John.
Yeah.
You had
Childish Gambino.
Okay, so now we're just making stuff up, are we?
He's got his own sort of piece, isn't he? Everyone knows about the Childish Gambinos.
Available in Gap Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Kanye West.
Oh, of course, yeah.
With the...
Nelly, you know, we've said Nelly already, Vocal and Apple Bottoms.
But also, with Kanye West, what Kanye West's done, really, is just got clothes that have been invented already and just ripped them and just got a lot of...
Yeah, he's gone...
500 quid.
Kanye's gone fashion, innit? Everyone else went streetwear. Like, when I used to buy Rockaware, that was all shit that rappers wore. It was, like, oversized T-shirts, baggy jeans. It was proper rap streetwear. Kanye's gone fashion. Do you know what I mean? He's gone full fashion.
Yeah.
Fair play to him. That's the way he always wanted to go.
Yeah.
But I'm not spending a grand on tracksuit bottoms.
No.
Oh, I mean, Skepta did Means.
Yeah, that's true. No, but then Skepta's UK. Like, a lot of fashion's become a bit more of a UK thing. Like, the US are even looking to the UK and Europe when it comes to fashion. Everyone's in Gucci.
I did see something the other day that was like... about Drake kicking off that he wasn't in the Nike London advert.
Oh yeah, no, that was funny. I think it was
a joke. Yeah. But
that was funny. That showed that, you know,
because the picture of Drake as well, he was like North Face, Stone Island, whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? He looked very, very.
Yeah. That would have been South funny London. To have a cameo from Drake, but it would have been.
It would have pissed people off because they wouldn't have seen the funny side.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a great advert, though.
Yeah, sick advert. And that bit where at the end where Skepta just hits the football when he's on the bike. I mean, how many takes that took?
I reckon that was the only take. I don't even think that was meant to be part of the thing.
Do you not?
I reckon that was probably just some BTS. So good. They thought, we've got to put this in at the end. Do you know what I mean? It was great. It was really, really good. I love that advert, especially because it's a very, very close to home. Like, the opening scene is in Dalston, right, not too far from you, right by Rio Cinema.
Yeah.
Then there's a lot in De Beauvoir Estate where I grew up. The basketball court scene,
That's literally across the road from my parents' house. The scene where Skepta's riding down the road, that's by the canal around the back of the Beauvoir estate. So a lot of it is very, very, very familiar.
Do you reckon they'll do like a north, east, west and south of the UK because they've done London?
No.
See, that's bullshit.
No, do you know what? London's a capital city, yeah?
Right? Don't give a fuck.
And also, yeah, you lot have got like low property prices and stuff. Let us have a Nike advert. Do you know what I mean? We can't buy houses.
Yeah, but then we don't get the same wage as you do.
Well, you know, we can't buy houses. Do you know what I mean? Let us have the Nike advert. That's what I say to everyone out of town. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking. No, what? You've got the capital city in your set. You've got the capital city.
Circumstantial. What? Didn't choose to be born here.
Yeah, I didn't choose to be born in Nottingham. I didn't say, yo, you lower them house prices. Because I'm about now.
To be fair, London's always expanding. So by about 2060, you can say that you were part of that advert.
Because it will have reached a Nottingham.
Exactly. Because you'll be a borough of London.
Yeah.
I just see people from London think that the UK is just London.
Oh, it will be soon.
What's happened to Middlesex? We took that, didn't we?
Exactly.
That
Croydon.
Used to be a county. It's ours now.
Croydon's up in this bitch nowadays.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone's London now,
bro. Snatching up counties. Sorry, it's not much longer. Essex.
We're colonising, bro.
Essex are worried.
You would. Do you know if you got? You wouldn't even get as far as Northampton. But do you know if you got up north, you'd be in for a battle.
Yeah, it's true. We would never get past the Midlands.
You'd never get. Imagine if you couldn't fight anyone from Newcastle.
It's true. It's very true.
It's true.
People who don't get nip on in winter and don't wear t-shirts. Do you know what I mean? You can't fight them people.
Yeah. It's true. You can never tell what season it is when you watch like a Newcastle reality show. Because they're always just wearing short sleeve shirts, the guys.
Yeah, vests and shorts.
Yeah.
And there's never nip on. So you always think it's warm, but it's like middle of January. It's snowing.
Whereas you don't even take your socks off ever, as you've said earlier.
This is true.
Your socks off
My dad's never wore a pair of socks.
I know.
See? This is the chasm.
Oh, I'm starting to think we'll lose London. They'll take over to us, maybe.
They don't want it. They don't want to come there. It's too warm.
So I went back to Nottingham over the weekend because it was my mum's birthday. And my dad wasn't very well, and he was laid on the sofa and he was complaining about being cold. And my mum went, "Why don't you get a blanket?" And he was like, "Yeah, blanket. Well, if someone comes round and sees me with a blanket, he was like, I'll never live it down." And then my mum said, "Come that time that me and Cheryl, her friend, came home and went to Quicksave where my dad used to work, sorry, and we saw you wearing that nylon Quicksave coat." They made a joke because my dad was wearing a coat, right? 24 years ago. Wow. That's how cold my dad must be.
Wow.
24 years ago he wore a coat and he's still not lived it down.
He's still ripping him about it.
God, I don't think I can ever come there because I'll come if it's like this, hat. Everything. I'm going to be laughed at. I'm Nottingham, aren't I? Wearing a coat, scarf, gloves.
I get really hot really quickly, so
yeah,
I would look like I was weak.
You're always warm in here. Whenever you come into the studio, we're freezing, and you sit here right next to the aircon boiling, so you're going to be fine.
I have very, very strange climate control.
I've had this on inside and out.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Yeah,
a hoodie
in this. A suit top.
A shell suit top. I love that. Proper Nottingham boy.
Yeah.
That's Liverpool shell suit.
Oh, yeah, true. Sergio Tacchini in that.
Yeah.
Done, though. I love the fact that Urban Outfitters is selling Kappa tracksuits now.
Yeah, I saw someone, David Vujanic.
Yeah.
He tweeted, people wearing Kappa for fashion, but when my uncles do it from Serbia, they get deported.
I love that guy.
Yeah, funny guy. And a very woke guy.
Yeah, very, very socially conscious guy. Just, he's a great lad. He was actually one of the first people ever to interview me.
Vuj?
Yeah.
With Poet or without Poet?
No, without Poet. I don't think he even knew Poet at the time.
Oh, okay.
This is the thing, yeah.
Wow. He,
very, 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 a very long time ago in a car park in Angel.
Was this for a real interview? Was it on camera?
I come to think of it, there was no microphone or cameras. And it was late.
I come to think of it, we didn't even say anything.
Right. Are you sure we didn't just see him in a car park? And
I don't remember seeing his face.
Well, this sounds like a good interview.
Yeah, we arranged it on Grindr, actually.
Grind daily. All right, let's. Should we get into another story?
Yeah, it's a quick one.
Yeah, all right. I went into. This is a quote that's the title of this story. I went into his bedroom and she was asleep in his bed. A woman aged 30 reveals. I've read that completely wrong. I went into his bedroom and she was asleep in his bed. A woman aged 30 reveals she broke up with her boyfriend because of his creepy relationship with his sister. That reminds me, this reminds me of an episode of Friends already.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Rachel.
Phoebe? No, Rachel, yeah. Goes out with that guy. Have you seen this?
Dan, his name is. He used to have a big really beard. He had just moved into the building, mm-hmm. and in the episode where they met him, they're in the basement and they bug spray him or something. Phoebe and Rachel are in the basement looking for something, and a big hairy guy comes in the bug spray, and that's Dan.
Oh,
I'm sure it is.
I don't know.
Oh, no, is it?
I don't think so.
If anyone hasn't watched Friends, it's very like me. It's very.
You've
confusing.
Not wait.
You've never seen an episode.
I've
of Friends.
Seen a couple. It's more Will and Grace, to be honest. So it's more.
You're
Will and Grace
a freak.
Yeah, that was a big show. That, but
it's back
Friends.
Now. It's, wait, yeah, it was all right. I watched a few episodes.
You're a freak.
Yeah, you are. You're
a freak. I can't be bothered.
Who's only watched a few?
I watched Seinfeld. I watched Frasier. I watched Will and Grace. I couldn't commit to Friends. As
okay,
well.
Fair play. That makes sense because a lot of people say that Friends was a massive ripoff of Seinfeld.
No.
Yeah. I watched the better version, Seinfeld.
You too.
No, you too. Me. I'm not part of this.
You're okay with her not watching Friends?
Of course,
Friends.
I'm okay with it.
I've taken
each their own.
Thank you. Rick.
Yeah, each in certain aspects of life, but not with Friends. You fucking savage.
Yeah, when it comes to Friends, I'm a fascist.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you ain't seen it, you're subhuman.
I don't want to say you're dead to me, but you're dead to me. So
it's on Netflix now, but there's like a million episodes.
Yeah, so I'll see you in 3 months' time then.
Oh yeah, okay. But get your head down.
Start today.
Yeah.
So the undying attention of a love rival may be enough to shake even the most stable relationships to their core, but one woman has revealed how a strangely affectionate bond between a brother and sister became too much and caused her to end her relationship. Jacinta Coelho, aged 30, said she pulled the plug on her relationship with a man referred to as Jack after just 4 months because she could not compete with the love of his sister. Jack and Jacinta hit things off after meeting at a pub years ago, before she was introduced to his family a month later. Jacinta said she found it odd how often Jack would compliment his sister, named as Melinda.
Jacinta and Melinda.
And Jack.
Nice.
About her hair and clothing, although it wasn't a deal breaker.
It's all right so far, I think. Is it okay to say sister's got nice hair?
Yeah, you look nice. Your hair looks
nice
good.
Hair.
Cool.
Clean
safe.
Hair. Nice.
Depends what hair he's talking about. Yeah. That was when things got weird. We would go out and she'd be there 9 times out of 10. It seemed like she didn't have her own friends. Jack and I might get a few hours alone, but she'd always come into it somehow. If there was any excuse to be there, she'd be there. Mm. It almost starts to feel like you're competing with someone you're not meant to be competing with, Jacinta said she refrained from making any accusations as things were going well between her and Jack, but bizarre encounters continued to mount. The 30-year-old recalled snuggling up to Jack on the couch, only to have Melinda menacingly stare at her from a distance.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird. That's like
weird.
A cat.
they're just staring.
Melinda would also gush about Jack, telling Jacinta she was still single because there would never be someone more suited to her than her own brother.
Yeah,
red flag!
I'm out.
Red flag!
I'm out at that point. I'm gone.
Jacinta said Jack would even place his hands around his little sister's waist while she chopped vegetables.
No.
But even so, the final straw was still to come.
There should have been a final straw. She had enough final straws there.
The best straws. Could have started a little fucking diner. She had that many straws.
You ever seen the picture of that guy eating a sandwich and it just says Stairs Bumber Clartley?
No,
but I feel like it's so relevant right now.
It's true. There's a lot of fuckery going on.
Mm.
I was going to stay over, so I went into his bedroom and I was trying to set up and she was asleep in his bed. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. I had to walk out of the room and ask Jack why she was there. He said she does that sometimes. Sometimes she gets creeped out in the other room like it was normal. She was 21. It's not like we were talking about a 2-year-old. Well, that would be fucking weird. Why is she chopping vegetables?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack became defensive after Jacinta confronted him about his sister, and the pair split up after just one more date. Jacinta said she went on to have a range of failed relationships before eventually finding the right man, whom she married in 2016.
I mean, I'm judging Jacinta here because there's a lot of reasons she could have been out of that before the final sister in the bed. So Jacinta next time.
Well, the problem, the thing is, I always say when I'm watching Friends with my girl, whoever. I'm that sad. I only really have one friend who is actually my girlfriend. But I always say,
nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I hate you guys. Perfect
lovely.
Time to tell you.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Yeah, well, bye then.
But I think Ross and Monica have a borderline creepy relationship.
Me weird. Did they find sister down and did any of that shit?
There's an instance. The most recent one was Monica's. It's Valentine's Day, in fact, and Monica's got two sets of negligee. Is it negligee?
Yeah. 90.
Yeah, exactly.
Less sexy 90.
Right. Okay. I know my negligee from my lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So she's got this negligee in two different colours, and she's asking Phoebe which colour she should wear, obviously to sex it up for Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Phoebe's picking, but Ross wants to get involved and he wants to give his opinion. I'm like, that's your fucking sister, bro.
I don't think you'd even ask that question around your brother, would you?
You don't talk. I don't even mention like my partner to my fucking siblings, yeah, because this. I compartmentalize so much that I think anything is weird, let alone talking about potential sexual acts or initiating sexual acts with my sister.
I just think my sister's in a relationship, and I just think it's weird when people discuss their sex life and they have a partner that then you frequently see, because I think I know about your two sex. I know what, like, it wasn't like it was a one night thing and you got some freaky shit. I know that you two are eating each other's arseholes every night now. Do you know what I mean? And I have to see you two, and I don't want to know about your love life. And you don't understand what I mean, though.
Yeah,
and
like, if you don't want to picture some things.
And if my sister's like told me about sex with a boyfriend, next time I see him, I'd be like, I know you had sex last Friday. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, and now, why do I want to know that?
Wow. It's true. Okay. Some things are better left unsaid.
And eating each other's arsehole is the phrase you want to end the show on. Lovely.
I think
okay,
so.
Great.
Famous last words.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We'll be back next week for sure.
Eat some arseholes.
What's happening, babe? What's good tonight? I'd rather show you than tell you what's on my mind. Just clear out your schedule, cause I need some time. I know you got shit to do, but baby, tonight, don't be selfish with your body, baby. This what I've been wanting lately. So let's get together, you set the time. Just know when you get here and that it's on my mind. Just bring it over here, turn your phone. Leave them nails on, take your clothes off. Don't wanna see no one else. Tell them all yours tonight. Tonight. Sex ain't never felt better. I wanna swim in it all night. Girl, your body belongs to me. Belongs to me. I want my hair tattooed on your body, baby. Sex ain't never felt better. I wanna swim. Make a movie, you steal the show. You could be my leading lady, baby, anything goes. Let the bed be the set, cause I know you want some freak shit. Girl, I really like what you be doing, so
cancel all your
plans. Cancel all your plans. Tonight anything goes, baby.
Make your way over here.
Don't you keep me waiting.
Made for me. Ooh. Let me keep the light on, just so I can see. body begging me for more. And the better